This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron number 573, recorded on May 30th, 2018, 2 days before I go on vacation. I'm your host, but I am not Brian Kilby. That's pretty obvious to everyone on the live stream. And if you're listening on audio, I think you figured that out by now. But I am Jason. I'm filling in for Brian. He's got a lot of stuff on his plate right now, so he's taking a bit of a... He's on his own vacation, if you will, or an assignment, however you want to say it.
He's getting my room ready.
But don't feel bad.
For when your Kim kicks you out?
Yeah. Getting close.
But as you can tell, all the people you know and love and like and, you know, can tolerate, they're all here with us.
And plus Eric.
I was getting there, but thank you. So first up we have, let's see, the King of Taobao, Diecast.
I even got a belt.
He's the world champion of Taobao.
Yeah, we have
some Wave 3 Titan Masters coming from Taobao.
There you go. It's more than I have.
Getting last year's toys from Taobao?
Well, not Titan Power Prime of Primes. Masters. The little Titan size figures, whatever they are.
Prime Masters.
Oh,
dude.
Prime Masters, whatever.
We have the man, the myth, the legend, the headmaster Don.
Hey, I'm working on something, so I'm here just.
Yeah, should you be the Titan Master or the Prime Master now, since everything changed over?
He's Titan Master, Don.
I will always be Headmaster Don.
We talked about the sun here.
Yeah, until the sun goes extinct.
I'm just saying.
I'm just working on a deal right now. So
yeah, live Dominomics, everyone. Yeah,
he can't talk to us until it's a done deal.
Yeah, it's magic time.
We have the man who cannot pass up a conveyor belt sushi place. That's Chris, aka XV.
It was good.
Is that better? Is that better or worse than sketchy Chinese place?
Oh, far better. Just ask Brian. I've taken him there.
Yeah.
See, when people come to visit where I live, I take them to nice places, you know, with like decent sushi, all you can eat, even. But like, you know, I take people to nice places. When we go somewhere with Brian, he finds the most like ratty ass, dirty Chinese restaurant place, in the sketchy neighborhoods.
It's because he doesn't want you to come back.
And yet,
we also have Matt, aka Melvar, aka the man who hates Twitter.
We all hate Twitter, though.
Well, that's true.
The man who can't pass up a seeker. That's really it.
Yeah,
we're looking better. We have the Gundam guru, Rob. Hopefully, that's not anything offensive to call you. I hope that's a good thing.
No, not particularly.
Yeah, he is our General Rommel. He's just not furry.
Yeah, generally not.
Good. Pounding away at a game controller right now, playing Street Fighter V, I can only imagine, is John DeLuna.
That's a lie. I'm playing Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Edition. Thank you. Very much.
I stand corrected.
Thank you.
How is it?
Like, yeah, it's good. It's got some funkiness that I would get into on a video game podcast, but not here. But
wish we had a video game
podcast. I think it was $40, and it's what, like 12 games or something like that. It's not bad.
Wow,
not bad value. Yeah,
nice.
And we also have Eric. So this week we had a lot of people say hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Great. Eric's on his $2 microphone.
Yeah, it's great.
Locked in the basement.
Pretty much.
Where he should be.
Kilby is going to hate listening to this.
Oh, yes.
That makes it better.
You should have introduced him as Brian Kilby's monkey's paw, Jason.
Ooh, yes. That's perfect.
Edit point.
So we'd just like to point out, after our discussion on last week's show regarding the lack of toys in the toy aisles, we actually had a number of people tweet out pictures of their, mostly, I saw a lot of Walmarts, but there were some Targets. Listeners just tweeting in pictures of the stores and what their current conditions. And then later in the week, we actually started seeing some stores with product, Although some of them were also wave ones of Power of the Primes again, but I mean, hey,
yeah, or product that we didn't think we were going to be getting so soon because we didn't get wave two yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
Inferno showing up is kind of, you know, a little worrisome for some people.
Yeah. In California, of all
also
places.
Also, to our friends in New Zealand, we are insanely jealous of you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. G1 generator, is that what it is?
Usually, G1, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could move to the Philippines right now.
So, yeah, keep those coming at TF Radio on Twitter. And if you see toys or lack of toys, let us know. All right. So, favorite part of the show here. Did anyone get anything? I will kick it off because I have one thing. And since Brian's not here, that means, of course, it has to be not Transformers. So I finally got Marvel Legends Thanos.
What an odd coincidence. I also have Marvel Legends Thanos.
Wow, would you look at that?
I can't find that.
My Walmart had okay. So I was out of town like about an hour away, and they had five of them there. So I didn't know you wanted one, otherwise I might have picked it up. But I don't know if I'm going back that way anytime soon.
Yeah. There was a whole shelf, and I was like, why, yes, I will.
That's right.
And since Brian's not here, we can totally talk about it on the show.
Yeah. His arm articulation's a little limited because they're big arms and the gauntlet and everything. But, I mean, a nice little ab crunch. He's got, he's pretty poseable. I love the head sculpt. The head sculpt's just, wrong camera. The head sculpt's just amazing. So
that is the Build-A-Figure with just new paint.
Oh, it's,
and
oh, yeah,
a new head. Right. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Well, I mean, he has two heads too. He has his Grimace face and the grinning yeah. face.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, he's got not so happy face. So, yep. So no Transformers. That's what I have. I pre-ordered something this week, but that doesn't count.
Got it, Jason. Thanos. He's never happy.
All right, I'll go next.
There he is.
This I was excited when I saw it because I thought it, John DeLuna. He got the full size. Jeffrey, I just got the little stuffed animal. Jeffrey.
My son has one of those.
He's awesome.
I just had to pick it up because I'm like, I can put it on my shelf and remember Toys R Us forever.
Yeah, I'll have the debt to remember Toys R Us forever. So
adorable.
I also got Rodimus Unicronus. Thank you for everyone who
I think you're missing
out.
About half of it.
Yeah, the other half is next.
You're missing the good part.
The other half is next to Unicron. Next to
Overlord,
yeah. Where he should be because of Machinima Power of the Primes, which we'll talk about later in the show. And
no, we won't.
I got those really weird combiners off Taobao. Oh, yeah. This is the one, the bee that turns into a person, and
wow,
they also combine. Yeah, he's pretty big.
Wow. Now the price doesn't seem so crazy. I thought they were smaller than that.
The other one I didn't take out of the box yet.
That's my favorite.
But here it is, and they do combine. There's a whole bunch of combining instructions on the back, and they come with a whole bunch of stuff in the box. They come with like stickers and a product sheet, really nice, all the figures.
You mean
and,
a catalog?
Yeah, catalog and instructions. So it comes with like three things in the package, which is pretty nice. And let's see what else. Oh, I got the Iron Factory Jetfire or Skyfire Legend Scale. So, Cygnus.
Yep.
Get down with the Cygnus.
Wow.
And I got a whole bunch of stuff. That I got the belt at Toys R Us. I got a Room lightsaber light thing that works with remote. It was like $10. It doesn't light up very well, but it's not bad for $10.
Yeah.
And I also got Crack Up.
Which you finally got
okay,
transformed.
So whose Stunticon is that?
This is X Transbots, and it was only $40. And it's really nice. It's probably one of their nicest figures. Not perfect, but nothing to really complain about. Let's try and I'll grab one of the other Lambors right here. And just for a size comparison, they scale very nicely together.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, he's about the same size as Red Alert for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
Is it 40 like the actual price, or did you get it on sale?
No, that's the actual price. All the U.S. retailers have it for $39.99, I believe.
Oh wow!
So it is worth picking up, especially for that price. I really hope that they don't jack up the other figures in the Stunicon set.
It's a cheap shot of crack up to get you hooked, is what
yes.
you're saying.
Yes, crack up is the cheap, free one-time sampler price. So, that's pretty much
free when it comes to third party.
Yeah. I mean, Masterpiece, that's like half the price of a Masterpiece figure nowadays.
But is it equal in quality to a Masterpiece figure, I think, is the important question. Because anything can be the same size as a Masterpiece figure.
It's really nice quality. I don't have any complaints about it.
But in terms of, build and design complexity, does it feel comparable to a Masterpiece toy? Or is it more like, just a Voyager car?
No, it feels comparable to a Masterpiece figure.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
There's one part that these tabs on the back that just kind of don't sit right, and I'm not sure if I transformed it wrong.
I would bet on diecast error.
That would be the only thing. I try not to use instructions because I like the challenge of transforming it, but if I feel like I'm going to break something, that's when I go to the instructions.
Good idea.
Yeah.
If you were Brian Kilby, you would never put instructions down in that case.
That is true.
Anything else, Diecast?
I got some NECA stands for 6-inch figures at Toys R Us. Pack of 10 for, they're normally $10. I got them for $5, which they're actually really hard to find. I was happy to pick them up and find them. And I got a whole bunch of Diecast Star Wars vehicles because Diecast.
Of course.
They were only $2.99 after. I think they were the ones originally. They're like $5, like this big, a little bit bigger than a Hot Wheels car. But they're actually pretty nice. I have them all on the shelf together, and they come with little stands, and they look fairly decent.
Yeah, I saw some Hot Wheels Star Wars vehicles at Target on one of the clearance end caps yesterday. Almost bought an AT-AT for $1.50. Almost.
Yep.
All right, cool. Don, you done wheeling and dealing? Did you get anything?
No, I'm not, but I didn't get. I ain't found nothing.
I know that feeling.
Well, not for yourself, but you've been working to try to help others.
Yes.
Yeah, Don did try and help me with the Rodimus Unicronus, so I appreciate that.
And I kind of got in the way of him helping Rob with the Grimlock, so, it's a pattern for the week. But Don's been trying his hardest, and he's been finding things that would have ostensibly been for other people, so that's good.
Yes.
All right, how about you, Chris?
Well, I didn't get any Transformers this week, but I did get some stuff. So first, the best thing I found of what I'm going to talk about is a sealed-on card, Harry Mudd from the old Playmate Star Trek line.
Awesome!
Nice. I paid $3 for this.
Yes!
Hey Mickey bought one of these last year, and I paid about half what he did, so that makes it even better.
Well, Roger C. Carmel was the voice of Cyclonus, so we can say that's Transformers related.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we can maybe justify that one, but we probably cannot justify my pair of loose Klingon women. So this is Lursa
and Bator.
Whoa, that's not very nice to call them that.
Oh, no, Diecast,
they're not carded. Oh, they're not carded. I gotcha.
I don't think they're complete either, because each one just has a base plate, which, I mean, they're the correct base plates, but they also just have one knife each, and they probably came with more stuff than that. But for $2 each, it seemed like I might as well. Yeah. And then I got an uncarded Lieutenant Carey from the Star Trek Voyager line. I think this is my second Star Trek Voyager figure. The first one I got was a carded Kess, for the meth. This was also $2, and this one is in much more complete condition, although while it has a lot of accessories, I don't think they are all originally this figure's accessories. I should probably look that up at some point.
The toys are probably far more exciting than the series itself too, so
I mean, Playmate Star Trek figures, those were always pretty good. Yep. Especially for the time they were released, so
yeah.
But I'm gonna call it there, and that's what I got this week.
Alright, cool. Matt, anything else other than Thanos?
I bought lots of Transformer stuff, but none of it's for me. So I found Trypticons for Chris and Rob and a couple Dinobots for Chris.
Wow, yeah, Chris does owe you some money, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wow, you were able to still find
And Trypticons? I'm coming to collect next lucky. Month.
My friend found 3 Trypticons last week, so there were still a good week and what was it, 2 weeks ago the sale started? Or they went on sale? It wasn't last week, so.
The week just of the 16th, before last I think. Week,
yeah. He actually found his back by the insecticides, too. So if you're looking for one, maybe check the whole store.
Yeah, because they did move. When I originally saw them, there was an entire pallet, and it was as soon as you walked in the store. I went back this past week, and the 6 that were left were back with the rest of the toys.
Very interesting.
Wow. Yeah, the store near me sold out in 15 minutes. That's how quick things go in my area, that it's hard to find stuff in the store.
Good thing they were limit 3, otherwise they would all go in one transaction.
Yep. Rob, did you get anything?
Not yet, but, obviously I've got some stuff coming from Chris and Matt and also somebody else. So.
Very cool.
Next week.
Okay. John, did you get anything?
No, not Transformers, not directly Transformers related, since I'm still trying to hang on to that antiquated idea of collecting Takara's stuff, and now that there's no unique Takara stuff, these are... I hit a dry spell, fellas. I hit a dry spell. I do have one thing to mention, though, that it's kind of a pre-announcement, but if you go to shirtsickle.com, it's like icicle, but shirtsickle.com, and search, use the search bar for TF Radio. Just search for TF Radio all together now. You'll find our t-shirts. So the storefront's not live yet, but the products are. They're uploading the products right now. So if you go to shirtsickle.com and search for TF Radio, you'll see lots of robot nerd shirts to pick from. So do take a gander. But no, as far as like Transformers stuff, I'm not waiting on anything and I'm not expecting anything. I don't know what to do, guys. You're going to have to help me out.
Did you get your Transformers Cross Street Fighter figures already? Did I miss that?
I haven't gotten those yet. I assume, are those in stock domestically yet? I can't remember where I pre-ordered.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably going to be a little bit before the stores on the side of the ocean get them.
Yeah, so I don't know. Check back in a couple weeks, and then I'm sure I'll be fawning over my Street Fighter figures, which I forgot existed. And yes, those were pre-ordered somewhere on the internet. So I will get those in 2 weeks and tell you how I like them, I guess.
All right, awesome. Eric, how about you?
Recently, I got Studio Series Blackout and Crowbar. Crowbar is probably like my least favorite from the line yet. The only ones I haven't gotten are Ratchet and Bumblebee yet, so I don't know if I like them less than him. He's okay. He's not. There's nothing inherently wrong with him. He's just all right. Blackout is really good, except, and I'm not even saying this to like as a joke, his forearms are actually terrible. Not because of inaccuracy, because they can't stay together, but like the...
Sounds right.
I'm not even kidding. His forearms are actually like my only problem with that figure.
Eric Cronover, the forearms connoisseur.
Pretty much. It's my thing, apparently. And then I got... Is your favorite RID Decepticon, Jason, is it Springload?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Springload.
Yeah, I got Springload. He's actually pretty good, which I hate to admit because he's your favorite, but he's actually not bad.
Yeah, for small as he is, yeah, I think he's good. I would have loved a Voyager size version, but yeah.
Oh, you take the deluxe.
I was going to say, I'd settle for a Warrior.
Warrior, sorry. Yes, that's what I meant.
Actually, a one-step changer of this would be pretty cool, too, because then there literally would be a Springload.
No, there actually is one, and it does Springload. I passed on it a couple times and then never saw it again. So if I see it at like a con or something.
Nobody around here is even carrying one-step changers for that line anymore.
My local stores still are, so I don't know how this stuff works.
Yeah, I've seen them in every store.
Yeah. I don't know. So All right, so moving along, we have This Week in History, and this is from 2010. This was when we had the releases of Alternities, Starscream, and Skywarp. And the Vice label Cheetus were actually that was actually re-released in Japan. Exciting.
Yeah, have any of you handled those alternative figures?
Yes.
No. They're kind of everything that was wrong with alternators, except in a more compact space.
Well, yeah.
Which is not to say that they were any simpler. They had every bit of complexity at one half the scale.
Yeah.
That sounds worse.
Yes. Yes, it is. I have an Alternity Convoy, which is probably the simplest design in the whole lineup, and even that's terrible. It's a nightmare. I never touch it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, the pictures are interesting.
Some of them look cool.
Yeah, they made an exclusive Banzaitron off of the Starscream mold, and at some point, if I could ever find one cheap enough, I'd really like to get it and just leave it in robot mode forever, because after all, Banzaitron is an action master, so it would be appropriate to never transform it. And that's a really pretty redeco, too.
Cool. All right, so now we'll just move on to the news. No big item this week, really. Although I think this first thing's a little, for those of us who are familiar with him, I think this is pretty exciting. Ant from TFU.info revealed on his News and Views podcast last week. Right after, Thursday into Friday, so a day after we recorded last week. He was actually brought on as a creative producer for the Toys That Made Us on Netflix for the Transformers episode, which I think that, well, first of all, it's probably why I haven't seen anyone say, well, that's wrong, because he probably clarified anything they would have. Because the man knows everything, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, of all the people they could have tapped to come in and consult for them, like, you know, that's like the one right choice.
Yeah,
absolutely. Have we all seen the episode?
No.
Oh, yes. I have
not. I don't have Netflix, and the only person I know that does is, I haven't had a chance to hang out with him lately, so I have not seen it.
It's really good.
It's really, really well done.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It really only covers mostly the bringing the toys over from Japan, you know, Hasbro doing that. It covers a tiniest little bit of, like, movie stuff. But this is what the Toys That Made Us series does. It covers the origins of the series. It highlights a couple of the people involved with it. So you see some people on both the American and Japanese side. And also, but then they cover like the decline and the slight re-rise of the brand. They do that for pretty much everyone they've done so far. So people are complaining because they didn't cover everything. That's not really what the show's for. It's more of the origins. So if you go into it with that,
you'd pretty much need a whole series by itself to cover everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, yeah. I can't wait till they do G.I. Joe and talk about its revival.
Well, they did G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was in the first season.
They left out that last part, though.
Part one.
I just watched the Transformers one. I haven't seen any of the rest.
Good job, Garrett.
Yeah, nice. That was episode 3.
or episode whatever. We're non-linear now in 2018.
I was going to say,
there's still a production order.
Yeah.
Or was it episode 4? It was in the first 4 episodes. I know that much.
Yeah, it was. I think it was episode 4. I think you're right. Because it was Star Wars, He-Man, Barbie, G.I. Joe. Yeah. Speaking of other shows that we have all obviously seen, let's just get this out of the way. Hey, Diecast, how was the latest Machinima?
Drop him.
Oh, it was excellent. Week's Machinima's Power of the Primes, Megatron has just got the Requiem Blaster from the Sanction or whatever, and Optimus Primal basically gave it to him because he looked inside Megatron and saw that he was serious about it's just funny because Chris is doing that. He took off his headphones and everything for everyone listening to audio. But basically, Optimus Primal believes that Megatron is truly trying to help Cybertron. You also have Rodimus Unicronus or whatever you want to call him running around with Overlord. And they were trying to find out where Megatron went, because Megatron is the only person that ever beat Overlord. So Overlord's goal is to, you know, basically kill Megatron. So in doing that, Overlord and Rodimus Unicronus find the Dinobots that did not go with, only Grimlock went with Megatron and the others. So Overlord finds the Dinobots and tries to basically find out where Megatron went to. Well, they kill sludge. So I don't know if they're ever going to be able to create the Volcanicus again, because the sludge is dead. So then they find out where Megatron's going. They go to meet Megatron there. As they were finding out how to get into this sanctuary of knowledge, they get in, and Overlord and Rodimus Unicronus were right behind them, and they rip Victorion's head off. So now she's dead. So we have two people or two robots now that have died in this single episode. And that's basically where they left us off at. So things are getting really, really good. And Megatron and Overlord start fighting.
Yeah, the more death you have, the better things get, I guess.
How long are these episodes?
It was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like 10 minutes worth of something actually happened this time, which is definitely an improvement. So that's, you know, that's definitely something, because just... Yeah, that was. There's just something about the camera work to now, just, and the way they linger sometimes on shots to fill space that has gotten to me. But yeah, it sounds like it was a solid episode. I still got off this train like 2-3 episodes ago. And I don't. Maybe I'll check it out when it's all finished. But I just don't. I don't think I'm ready to go back anytime soon.
Stuff happened and it didn't feel like the whole episode, which they're short. They're only 10 minutes. But when you're only trying to achieve one objective, 10 minutes is a long time. So this had multiple things happen in it. Like it was like, oh, OK, I just watched the whole show and I didn't look at my watch saying, I wonder when this is going to be over.
Yeah, that's fairly noteworthy, I would say.
How many episodes are there going to be of Power of the Primes?
I'm not sure.
Too many.
I think it's like 11, I think.
We're on 5, so we're like halfway through.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious how long I'd have to wait if I just wanted to watch them all at once.
I'm going to say probably at most 2 months.
So, Chris, can you fill us in on what the proper mixture is in the dilithium matrix then? He doesn't have his headphones on.
He's not listening.
That's interesting that you would ask that specific question because I am actually reading about the warp field and the warp drive.
I would like to think it's not because I have that book and judging from how thick the pages were on each side, I knew where you were in it, but I don't know if I can claim that. So
I need to get that version. Somewhere around here I have the writer's technical manual from that I ordered from Roddenberry's store like when I was maybe 13, which is where the phrase Wheel of Blinkies comes from, incidentally. Oh, nice.
Hmm.
Same place I got the pair of loose Klingon women from for $2 each.
Whoa!
All right, so we have photos. Let's see, these are official Takara photos of Studio Series Jazz, Lockdown, Megatron, Brawl, and... Okay, yep, just those four. So you can see in beautiful picture quality, hopefully, what these look like. Any thoughts from anyone as far as appearance? I mean,
the toys are identical to what the Hasbro releases are going to be, just Takara has better looking photos.
Yeah, that's usually the truth. Have you guys seen any reviews of Megatron and the fact that he is completely hollow? Like, you can see through his sides.
It seems to be a result of the way it transforms, though, which is how it gets so big in robot mode.
Yeah. But yeah, you can see straight through it. It's pretty...
That is weird.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's kind of a bummer, because I've only heard good things about it. I mean, it makes sense. It has to have... Like, because everyone's been saying, oh, it's so good. I'm like, oh, I'm getting excited. Why'd you have to tell me the flaw?
He's tall. I mean, he's a big figure for Voyager, so there's that.
I'm trying to think of an older toy that kind of worked like that, that you kind of like bend it in half down the middle to turn it into a robot, and as a consequence, it looked hollow from the side, but it was a fairly decent toy anyway, as I recall. It's sad that there are toys that I can only remember by the engineering, and the name does not do anything for me.
Tells me how significant that character was.
Yeah.
Yes, as I recall, at the last BotCon, we were actually having a discussion about that. What we were trying to relate what Brawl's Toristo design reminded us of, and we never did come up with it.
Yeah.
All right, and we have another statue. This time we have Imaginarium Art. This is their G-Run Ratchet. I think we're going to have a little more positive comments compared to the statue from last week.
It has nipples, too. They learned from RC.
Yeah?
I mean, they're not as bad, but...
Yeah, if you're digging the Imaginarium Art stuff, I think you're going to like this just fine. It looks detailed like crazy.
Yeah.
Looks like they're trying to pull off something with... The Red Cross, which they can and can't do, thanks to the actual Red Cross, but it looks like they're doing a reasonable facsimile of it.
Yeah, Ratchet's shoulders now PlayStation controller is what it looks like.
Oh, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yep.
I think the Masterpiece initiated that something like that effort to... what they did was they had the Autobot symbol with four little red blocks around each side.
Hmm.
So it looked like a Red Cross with an Autobot symbol over top of it, but, you know, distinct enough where you can't say, that's a Red Cross, stop it.
This, going by the shape, if you wanted to do, you know, like, the right details, they could actually do four Autobot symbols arranged into a Red Cross shape if they wanted to.
Oh, that would work. Maybe. Hmm. I don't know. I'd have to see it in actual scene. But I think it could work, but it might look kind of silly. Speaking of silly, we have another wrecker from the Bayverse. This one is Movie Roadbuster, which anyone know what the deco was on Roadbuster?
Was Roadbuster the target car?
Yeah, it's the red one.
Isn't that what Diecast already has, though?
Yeah, I already have Roadbuster.
Okay.
Oh, so getting, like, multiple versions of third-party Movie Roadbuster now?
Wait, that's not... This one's green. This isn't Roadbuster, I don't think, is it? Or is it Roadbuster?
That's what the article says.
No, Leadfoot Target was Leadfoot.
Yeah, I was going to say Leadfoot is the red. This is Roadbuster. Yeah. He's green. He's like a dark.
No, he's blue.
Okay, yeah, this
blue.
Is.
No, this, the other one's blue, I think.
This guy is green because there's link to a vehicle mode photo.
Because Top Spin was the Lowe's car. Yeah.
So it was blue.
Right.
No, the green one I already have shipped to me. Like, it's on the way.
We just need a few minutes to determine which incredibly memorable movie character this actually is.
It almost speaks to a bigger problem. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so the thing with this one is we had the picture of the vehicle mode for this before, which made it look like it was a later stage of completion. Now we're seeing new photos of a prototype with the amazingly cryptic caption in the Weibo post where either they are working on changing the model of changing the design model or remapping the cookies, and we can't seem to decide which.
I'm so confused because my version of this is shipping. Like, it's in the mail.
Maybe it's not.
Maybe.
Are you sure it's the same company?
This is.
Are you sure it's the same character?
This is Dream Factory. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Dream Factory recently released their Leadfoot because we talked about it in a previous show. Because we mentioned that it was nice to get, for those people that wanted matching wreckers and weaponized modes, this was the only way to actually get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, this one.
So there's red car.
There's red one.
Yep. Yeah, you showed that off later last week or the week before, so I knew that.
All I know is red. Red is here. Green is on the way, and blue is after that. That's what I know.
Maybe this is the blue one then.
That's why I'm confused.
No, this toy is definitely the green one. The green one has the chainsaw forearm.
Well, hey, it's a forearm, so Eric would know.
Eric, I will trust you to know whose forearms are whose.
Also, we have the power of the internet, but we didn't use that to try to figure this out. This was way more fun.
See, a little known fact, Eric gets the guy from Mortal Kombat and forearms from Ben 10. He gets them mixed up all the time. Forearms.
Yeah, I mean, his name wasn't Forearms, but he had four.
Moving along.
Yeah, we're doing that. So let's see, we had an article here on T-Formers listing for possible upcoming Studio Series toys. Chris, you wrote this one.
Yeah.
So Twitch coming? Maybe?
I'm so confused about the Deluxe Brawl. Why?
Because.
Yeah.
It's like a brawl, but with smaller forearms.
But it's because there's too many tanks in the line, and they had to downscale it so there wouldn't be confusion.
All I can say is I don't know where these listings come from, but, you know, given that the one character is listed as Jess, they look incredibly trustworthy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Supposedly, this is a Target PDA.
Yes, I can confirm that from an unidentified source that it is 100% a Target thing.
Okay.
Exclusive confirmation on the show.
I doubt the information's fake, but I know that device is definitely a Target thing, so.
Gotcha.
You've played device before, have you?
No, I don't work at Target. I just know people that do.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, Jazz is probably an easy enough typo to make since an S is right by a Z on a keyboard.
That's true.
And the one right after, the listing right after that is Mercenary, which would obviously be Lockdown. So, I mean, it makes sense in some sequence. Now, whether the Brawl is a new deluxe or somebody just really made a mistake entering the details for that toy, and it's actually the Voyager, who knows?
That's got to be a mistake.
But, you know, there is some other codename stuff on here. And there's a second Ratchet, which we had rumored as coming previously. So there seems to be some weight to some of this, maybe.
I mean, there's a Ratchet changed colors in the movie, so it's warranted that we would probably just get a redeco of him. Did we get yellow or green so far? I can't remember.
Green, I'm pretty sure.
We got highlighter Ratchet.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, both are highlighter. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's why I'm not actually saying a color, because, like, both of them look highlighter. I can't really tell the difference.
Did we get green? That's like one of the only two I have left to get. So I don't know if it's the yellow or the green. I thought it was the yellow, but
Matt, you've gone all in on these Studio Series toys so far, right? Which Ratchet did we get?
I can't find mine.
I thought that he was the Beast Wars expert.
He was.
I thought you only bought Bumblebee.
No, I bought them all.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
It's diecast. What did you think he? Like,
yeah, he probably bought two of each.
I was gonna say you thought he didn't buy a toy.
I do need to buy another Ratchet though, because the one I got, the mold wasn't. They didn't put enough plastic in the mold, so the wheel falls off.
That's sad. Yeah, I have a. Yep, my Roadbuster. Same problem.
Now, which
like,
color?
Oh, it's
which,
broken. Which, I'm like, oh
which
no.
Which color
no.
car is that Roadbuster?
Well, of course, actually, we had Rodimus Supreme in the chat say that. Oh, great. Okay, that Roadbuster was the one we looked at. Obviously, the red one is Leadfoot, and blue is Topspin. So there's your clarification,
which is what I just said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you didn't see it in the chat, so it doesn't count.
But I don't understand why we're seeing a prototype picture of it when mine's in the mail.
No, we moved on from that. We're not talking about that anymore.
Hey, Diecast, if you want to talk about it, you have to bring evidence to the table. Find the listing you had, whatever you ordered. Find the pictures from that if you want to prove yourself.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're crazy.
All right. Well, in more interesting news, maybe. New Age Toys, tiny unofficial Bumblebee. We have him with color photos. I think we showed off the non-color photos just last week, so this is moving pretty fast. And he's a cool looking little robot. I don't know if I'm sold on the vehicle mode, but the robot mode I think actually looks really cool, especially for the size.
This is one that would definitely be displayed in robot mode.
I just don't want a Bumblebee.
How about a Gold Bug or a Bug Bite?
I'd take a Bug Bite
because we're getting those two.
I'd pick Gold Bug.
I want Bug Bite.
The head sculpt on Gold Bug doesn't quite look like what I'm looking for, but otherwise
it
looks pretty nice.
No, but it's the size of a grain of rice.
Wait,
yeah, that's the other thing.
They're Legends class.
Well, okay, they're I wouldn't call them Legends class, but they're certainly made to be in scale with Legends class.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it is scaled.
Yeah, robot is approximately 2 inches tall.
Yes, it is smaller than Legends Bumblebee.
I like how they look super deformed, which is really cool. the vehicles.
They do have the right mini car proportions, which basically no versions of Bumblebee ever do anymore. So that is nice.
Yeah, that gold bug head is a little bit off, but I mean, it's not off-putting. I could live with that.
What's interesting to note here is that Goldbug and Bugbite both seem to come with the jet backpack from Dinobot Island, but Bumblebee, who actually used it in that episode, doesn't.
Makes total sense.
That's how it works.
That's how you keep selling.
See, if you want the accessory, you sell it with the other figure.
Oh, I think I need that Bugbite.
It's good third-party logic.
I mean, this can't be that expensive, right? It's so small.
No, they're going to be like, what, $15-$20?
They better not be more than $15.
No.
Well, this it's third-party, so I would guess like $35. But
wow. Especially with and zero, like almost zero paint apps, too. It's pretty yellow.
Or you'll have to buy all three as a set.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I can see
that. $55.
I don't know if I do that. Eric, I have three words for you. Black Power Baser.
Oh, no one cares about that.
I didn't want to buy this mold. Not because it looks bad, but I didn't want to buy it. Now I have to buy it and I'm mad.
Jason let Eric on the show this week.
So is that like, you know, the self-hating collector? He's buying stuff he likes, and he hates buying stuff he likes, so he's not all liking of us? Buying it.
Yeah, you I was going to say, don't you mean collector?
I think I've gone cross-eyed. Oh, by the way, I'm done wheeling and dealing, so I appreciate your patience.
Oh, sorry, Don, we didn't notice.
Kilby does it every week. We're used to it.
The black power baser does look really good, though. Like, I remember they teased it a while ago, but now seeing the pictures, I really do love it, not gonna lie. How much was power baser?
209.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I hope it's a little cheaper, but...
Eric doesn't work at Target right now, but it sounds like pretty soon he will.
Well, I don't not have a job. I just don't work at Target. I work at an ice cream shop, it's great.
Yeah, but you're going to need another job is what
you're soon
saying.
You'll have to work at Target as well.
Okay.
I already bought the thing. I need another job because of it, okay? So, yes. Were you going to say something, Diecast? Something else?
I was going to say I was filling in for Brian. I bought some of the RFC shirts while we were...
Okay, but see, you did it wrong because you didn't like make a big verbose point about it while you were doing it.
Well, I mean,
that's Kilby's thing. He buys stuff during the show, and he makes sure everyone knows he's doing it. He also multitasks better, so he's actually, like, participating more while he's doing it, Don.
We didn't have to convince you to do it either. Like, he's always, like, on the fence, and it's like, buy something.
Well, that's the thing, though. Kilby just wants an excuse. Like, left to his own devices, he probably would do it, but it's easier for him if he can just resolve it in his mind. Well, somebody else is convincing me to do this, so I guess I'll go along with it. See, it's this whole psychological thing. He needs that affirmation from the outside. He needs a justification for spending this money that he really knows he shouldn't be spending, but probably would anyway.
He's like, guys, please peer pressure me into this bad decision so I can justify it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Diecast, you're gonna double dip.
It's really easy to get him hooked on drugs.
Probably.
No.
Not double dipping on the power baser.
Worse than anything else.
I don't need the black one.
What if they did a fire gust one? Would you buy it then?
Ooh.
Oh.
Would Don buy it?
I would have to see it.
I've got fire guts convoy. The one thing about power baser that turns me off is that huge
we know the backpack
of his legs. Yeah, that's the, and I'll be honest, like fire guts is not my favorite version. Of that, you know, I like it. It's just, I really don't think they can do a version that I can think of off the top of my head that would get me to get Power Baser, just because basically I'm Power Master.
What if they decoded it as RC?
Not really, no. No, I'm just saying, but looking back over the past year and a half, did you ever think we would have this much Power Master Optimus Prime to choose from as... You've got the Divine Suit version. You've got the Power Baser version. You've got the God Bomber upgrade for Power Baser. I think that's coming out.
No, that's Power Baser. That's for Make Toys, the Cross
Dimension. Okay.
Well, they're making one. They're making one. It will be coming out, Don. You're right.
Yeah.
I saw the Hasbro version was made one gimmick too soon.
Yeah.
So I mean, we basically have more Power Master Prime now than we could ever have thought of. And I'm kind of Power Master Primed out.
Meanwhile, I'm buying all of them, apparently.
I think for what an orange power baser would end up costing, I would probably rather just throw another 100 or so into it and actually get the original Fire Guts Jinrai.
Yeah.
For the amount of enjoyment I would get out of it, just like sitting there being bright orange on a shelf, I think I'd probably just rather have the original instead of somebody's remake that's too big and too complicated and doesn't feel like a toy.
I will be honest. If they could take Power Baser and somehow color it to look like Godfire, like R.I.D. Optimus and Magnus, like Magnus would be the trailer part, Optimus would be the regular Optimus. I'm just saying, as far as the color scheme, that would be like their version of Godfire Convoy, kind of. That might be kind of interesting. Just depends on how the paint and all the deco would work out. But that's maybe they could do it as a Thunderclash kind of look. That might be kind of interesting. And just again, something different that you don't normally see from that mold. But I don't know.
I kind of want Make Toys to do a Fire Guts of theirs, because theirs is the cheapest and it's also probably the best toy. So I saw that, Chris.
Well, speaking of things that are interesting and unique, we have in-hand photos of the two packs for the Street Fighter 2 X, or Crossover Transformers. I'm going to assume we're going to hear something from John DeLuna on this one. Assuming he's back. He left earlier, so maybe not.
The packaging on this is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would want to take them out of the package.
I never leave anything in the box. This is something I would maybe can leave in the box.
I mean, I don't know if the box itself is all that special, but the way they're packaged is fantastic.
Yeah. I think the packaging itself actually looks really good. And it looks like there's a lot of information on the back if you can read Japanese.
Yeah. So basically, for whoever's not watching the live show, or
and you should be watching the live show or on YouTube, you should be at tfradio.net/live every Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern time, watching the show and participating with our live chat. And I'm going to keep talking over Diecast so he can't say anything.
Wait,
because
it's not 8:30; it's 8 now.
Also, it's 7:30 Eastern time for the live for when the stream starts.
But the show starts at 8:30 Eastern.
No,
if you want to be here,
it starts at 8. Though,
yeah, 7:30 is pre-show.
Oh, yeah, we pushed it back at half an hour, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
It's been like a year.
Where have we been?
We never start on time.
Yeah, but they are posed in packaging like they're fighting. So Chun-Li is upside down doing her spin kick, and M. Bison is doing that.
Or Vega, since it's Japanese.
Yeah.
Yes. Drill. Yeah.
That's doing his Psycho Crusher. I love that Japanese fans are already calling that figure Vegatron.
Oh,
nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now I kind of you know, I'll be honest, I have no desire for these figures in any way, shape, or form. But this is what good packaging can do.
Yeah.
At the very least, make it stand out on the shelf and get people maybe that's on the fence. Like, if I had the slightest bit more love for Street Fighter, I might would actually get these sets just for the display ability of these packages, because that's just really a really nice look.
The only other time I've loved packaging as much was the Platinum Edition, the Autobot Heroes set, like the one with the Magnus, the pretty Magnus, like that Autobot set. I really love the box to that, although that's not necessarily the same factor here where it's the positioning.
Yeah, I think the best of all, though, is the Fall of Cybertron G2 Bruticus. With the lovingly crafted packaging in the spirit of actual G2 packaging.
I wish they had gotten that designer back to, at the very least, to do the outer box art for the G2 Combiner Wars figures.
Yeah, for the good toys.
Yeah.
Kitty, what's wrong, huh?
Oh,
no.
Uh-oh.
Comes.
It's about time.
All right, and another follow-up from something we had last week. Or at least, I think last week. We have one image here of the Pop Culture Shock G1 Optimus Prime. This is the cel-shaded color statue. So we have a first look of it in full color. And I think we all pretty much enjoy the cel-shading look of this. I think it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was MP40.
No.
No. No, this is...
just a joke, because I see a lot of people dropping hints at the third Masterpiece Optimus Prime redesign that we're supposed to get.
I mean, Takara has already dropped hints at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they could reuse MP01 as cell shaded. That would be very interesting.
Or they could do something better.
Or they could make a character that they haven't made yet.
No, they can't do that.
I know how this works, Matt.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's very aggravating.
Well, Matt, let's look at it this way. Would you rather have another Optimus Prime of some nature, be it Don's complete fantasy of an MP1 reissue or a newly designed one somewhere a little bit farther down the line? Or would you rather have a year of nothing but Beast Wars masterpieces?
Optimus Prime any day of the week.
So Beast Wars it is.
See, this is like a cross-examination. You don't ask a question unless you already know what the answer is going to be.
Of course, I mean, you know, every time there's a Beast Wars masterpiece, I save that much more money, so...
That's true. Well, yeah, and if the Optimus Prime came out, you'd probably also still save that much money.
Huh? Ooh, use the logic against you.
No, because if it's good G1 Optimus Prime, he's going to have to get it.
That's true. That is all going to depend what that ends up looking like.
Yeah.
But, it depends but you know, we've talked about these cel-shaded Optimus. What would a cel-shaded Megatron look like?
Well, that's really easy, Don. So go look at a screenshot of Megatron from Transformers Devastation, and it would look exactly like that, because that's entirely what this is. This is just the texture map for Devastation Optimus Prime, but painted onto a real thing. I believe the person who painted the prototype for this actually did a lot of customs of actual Masterpiece Optimus Primes using that same painting style. So this is something that, you know, there's practice at and is now just being put into a mass production form.
And what's weird is with this statue, this sort of reminds me at the end credits of season one, when Prime is coming towards the screen and he transforms. It's almost like it's picking up from that point when he's running in robot mode. It's sort of like that's what it seems like. It's kept picking up on that point from. Is he just came out of the TV screen and transformed, and he's continuing that flow of motion from the end credits, which just strikes me as being really cool. It'd be nice if this had like the background, like the desert background in the box that you would get from the
Toy Hack can probably set you up with something like that.
That's true. That's very true. I want to know what the price is, but apparently there's no price or pre-order information for this.
Yeah, so. they're not ready to do pre-orders yet. But
this might take the place of my Unicron lamp. It'd probably be more affordable.
I'd hope.
Probably.
Maybe it'll be cheap enough that you can get that and still get the Unicron lamp, because that's what we want.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get that lamp.
Oh, but what I was going to say is the cel-shaded Weijang Optimus Prime, the MPP-10, the upscaled Optimus Prime, that actually finally came out, and I got a shipping notification on that a couple days ago, so that should be in within the next, like, 2 weeks.
Cool.
Nice. Yeah, I can't wait to see how that looks.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that one.
It's exciting to have a cel-shaded version of a good Masterpiece Optimus Prime mold.
Yeah.
Well, let me know when that happens.
Have we had a bad one? A
good mold. I wouldn't say MP01's necessarily great anymore.
It wasn't that great when it came out. I mean, it was novel. It was interesting. But, you know, it didn't really age.
You can appreciate something. It doesn't have to be good still.
I don't appreciate it.
I appreciate it. That's a heavy toy. I
wanted one that would not snap its own toes off with the pointlessly metal lower legs. I was kind of hoping for a knockoff, because I'd rather have a toy that can actually support its own weight than one you could use as a murder weapon.
I mean, poor Kayla Nola's dose, though.
Hey, what if you need a murder weapon?
If you can design it so it can support its own weight while still being a murder weapon, I think you've really, you know, hit the nail on the head here.
Yeah,
driven the nail into someone's head, as the case may be.
In terms of needing a weapon, we've discussed my brother and his swords already, so, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah.
Most homes are not as well equipped, though, Rob.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to get it,
come with a brother with swords. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're going to, you know, if you're going to get a heavy diecast metal transformer that you could use as a murder weapon, they really need to make a bludgeon. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I ran a poll on Twitter the last couple of days, and
you know how to do that?
Yes, I do. And I actually asked the fandom at large if MPO1 came back, should he come back as? Unfortunately, the winner of the poll was the fourth option, that his time has passed.
Yeah, that's what I voted for.
But I did get several people voted for both cartoon colors and cell shaded. So, you know, I just think that mold has some life left in it, because it was the one that started the whole Masterpiece family. So I would like to see that mold at least one more time, you know, in some fashion. But, you know, if it does it,
$200.
But if it, well, that's cheaper than what Dinobot's going to cost you.
True.
And if you don't have that MPO1 and you want a nice centerpiece Optimus for your collection that really doesn't really need, you know, just to have a, you know, a nice Optimus focal point shelf, you know, that could be it.
And if you want to spend
MPO1 would never sell at the 25,000 yen price point anymore. It's not possible.
No. But if you want to buy a toy at $200, why don't you go to tfradio.net/Amazon and buy it there? Some toy, $200. Yeah. I'm sure they're there. That just helps Brian offset the cost of the hosting and the equipment. I mean, I'm looking at the equipment I have, and I don't have nearly what Brian has, so I can only imagine. But Brian makes the show sound darn good for you guys. So, you know, any purchases?
This is a very easy way to support the show. It doesn't cost you any more. Amazon just basically kicks us back a couple of cents as a finder's fee.
Yeah.
I mean, they're either going to send rockets to the moon with the money or give it to us. Forget the moon.
Personally, I don't trust them to send rockets to the moon, so... No.
Yeah, it really should just come to us.
We get enough money to send us to the moon.
How about we get enough money to send you to the moon, Garrett?
I would do it. The monkey has to go first.
Okay, the thing is, you can go to the moon. Like, we'll build the rocket, but we're not going to have enough money for the life support system.
Oh, man, that's what I was just about to say. I didn't think that.
So it won't have air conditioning?
I mean, literally, yes, it will not have air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay. He can just open the window.
There we go. It's the perfect plan.
That will be a great way to vent all that CO2 he's going to generate as he breathes.
And he can go at night when it's cooler.
Yeah. Of course, in space, night comes every, like, 90 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to support the Radio Free Cybertron space program, I found something interesting this week, a line of figures I had never heard of before at tfradio.net/Amazon. It is called the My Build series, and it is a series of little robot frames, either with outer armor or just a blank frame, that is completely Lego compatible. They start out with prime shipping at $12 for just the bare frame, and it's like between 16 and 20 generally for the other models that actually come with, you know, armor and accessories and things. They're nifty looking.
Interesting.
Those are cool.
Please buy enough of those so we can afford my life support.
Sadly, I can't make a special link for that, but maybe there'll be at tfradio.net/mybuild at some point.
Yeah, what we'll do
actually kill me to make a collection page in terms of collecting links to all of us who have Amazon wish lists, so we can plug that too during the shows, and I can use the affiliate link that way.
That's a good idea.
Brian, when you listen to this, do that.
Just say his name like three times. Kilby, Kilby, Kilby.
We don't want him to show up.
You see, what we can do, Eric, is that just like in Spaceballs, you can have six packs of Perry Air and then just crack one open when you need one.
Yes. Canned carbonated air.
Yes.
Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up is a little editorial I put together. Just the reasons I'm trying to take a little bit of a step back from collecting seriously and just get the few things I want the most and let it go, because, you know, on my budget, with the amount of time I have to go look for things, this is a hobby that will drive you insane. And yeah. I'm insane enough as it is. I really don't need help. So, yeah, I wrote an editorial about that. And thank you to everyone who has gotten in touch with me since, trying to help me get a hold of things. And, you know, as long as it's within my budget, I really appreciate the help. But like I said, my whole next paycheck is looking to be robot dinosaurs. So, you know, I appreciate it, guys. Thank
I
you.
Thought you were getting a lot of positive feedback on that article, too, after you posted it. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like feeling like they're in the same boat, it looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's understandable, given just how hard it is to get things right now.
Yeah.
But also, we have my review of Requiem of the Wreckers, which came out today. It is much better, in my opinion, than Sins of the Wreckers. I enjoyed it a lot more. It's a good wrap-up for the Wreckers series, and it is, you know, it's just, it's got some pretty good flashback sequences by Jeff Senior, who I've always liked. And it's, yeah, I recommend that. Also, not in the show notes yet, but also up on the site this week is my review for Optimus Prime number 19, which is also out this week. That is a Sarah Peter Durocher issue, and she gets to draw Starscream again, so that is always worth seeing.
Excellent.
Let's see. Also, an article about how there is a Transformers-themed fashion line coming from United Colors Benetton, apparently.
Wow, that's taking yes. back.
And also, James Edick, a.k.a. Serial Geek, has been posting images to Instagram. He apparently got a really large collection of G1 production art, including some never-used things like the original blue color scheme for Blue Streak, an unused color scheme for Ravage, and an early pass at Mirage's design with a very different head. So that's and he's still posting stuff. I need to check and see if he's done anything new today. But yeah, there's some really interesting stuff coming out of that.
Nice.
Awesome. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
What's on the network this week? It's a Don Deal episode number 2. On the second episode of It's a Don Deal, we're talking about the future of action figures, Thundercats Roar, new Action Masters, new Pretenders, and much more. Plus, we have buy or sell, Don's leaving money on the table, and more. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 56, Luncheons and Dragons, D&D 4th Edition, and BFRPG. I love that name, Luncheons and Dragons.
Yep.
This week on RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty and Brian talk about running games in an hour over lunch at work. Do you aspire to run a shorter game? This is worth a listen.
All right, awesome. Diecast, can we expect any reviews anytime soon?
Yeah, I've been rearranging my space, so I'm trying to get that area straightened out so I can do some more reviews. But I have like 50 toys on the display or the review table right now. So
you could start reviewing Power of the Prime, so you didn't have to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, you know, if you're a listener of the show and you're interested in hearing Diecast review episodes of Power of the Primes in full detail without us trying to kick him off the call,
or make me laugh.
Tweet at him at Diecast2 on Twitter and let him know that's something you'd be interested in watching.
Because we're not
Diecast Cry.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not interested in hearing him talk about this at all. But if you are, let him know, and you know, maybe we can get some traction on this and actually get him to do something when he can't find the time to review toys.
Also, I'm going to nominate those weird Taobao combiners you got this week as something that might be worth reviewing at some point.
Because we keep telling him he needs to do reviews of the weird stuff, the weird non-Transformers stuff he finds on Taobao. He just never does it.
Yeah, because not a lot of people care.
I don't know, but I'm not sure that's the case.
If you, you won't know unless you try.
Yeah,
you're getting views on the table, Diecast.
Yes. And sometimes being the only person who has reviewed something will get you, you know, further than reviewing something popular that a dozen other people have done. So, you know, it's worth a shot sometime if you feel like it.
Yeah, you know, it's not even
if you feel like it. We're telling you, go do it.
Diecast,
you have one job, to review toys on the internet.
And just a reminder that you can find this episode at tfradio.net/573. You can also go there to view the show notes. We have our voicemail line. There'll actually be a voicemail played on Don Deal later tonight. We're not doing live calls, but we do have a voicemail. And you can also send text. That is 931-99-GOBOT. That's 994-6268. And soon we should have a minicast with John and Bill Ray coming up. Hopefully we'll get that done here soon. Is John back?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah. He's done? We just have to... I just have to be not lazy and call Bill, but we're both ready to do it. We're prepared and ready to go.
Awesome. Cool. And you can find us on Twitter at TF Radio. Facebook is facebook.com/TF Radio. Instagram, TF Podcast. You can find Rob Springer at zonebase.org and also at Robo Rob Springer.
You're trying on Twitter.
And all right, Diecast, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Diecast2, on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and on tfradio.net/reviews, and also on YouTube at RFC Reviews. Hashtag get Unicron made, because God, Machinima Power of the Primes is pointing so hard to a Unicron. There's not one character in that we do not have a toy of other than Megatronus, I guess. Well, if you count his little Prime Master, but
I think they count it.
Probably.
They may.
RID figure too, if you want to count that.
Sure. Well, if the Combiner Wars finale set any precedent, hashtag get Unicron's arm made.
Or yeah. Unicron's head?
Nope, just the arm. That's all we got of Fortress Maximus at the end of...
Wasn't that Metroplex?
Oh, Metroplex, yeah, at the end of Combiner Wars.
So. It was a leg for Triptychon.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that means Triptychon had a leg up on Metroplex.
Don, where can people find you?
I can be reached wherever the best puns are found, usually on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
All right. Chris?
I'm on Twitter.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too, a lot of the time.
I'm not going to... Kilby always does it, but I won't. Matt, do you want to give out yours?
Hashtag CCONs before Unicron. That's all anyone needs to know.
They will find him that way.
He'll just appear as long as you tweet that.
He'll hear you. Rob, where can people find you? And don't forget your Patreon.
Thank you much. I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flailthroughs. I'm on YouTube at Flailthroughs. Currently, we're catching up on more of Gundam Side Stories, waiting for the new Gundam Breaker release at the end of June. And if you want to see a specific Gunpla or mobile suit that's included in the game, I have a Patreon tier for that, patreon.com/flailthroughs.
Awesome.
Rob, speaking of the Gundam game, you mentioned the other day that apparently Trion 3 is going to be DLC for one of your games, correct?
Yes, New Gundam Breaker, it looks like, will have Trion 3 as a downloadable character. Not sure if that is going to be a free or a pay download at the moment, but Don has a PS4, and that game is on his wish list at tfradio.net/massyattack.
Yes, and the world needs more Trion 3.
Yes.
Best mobile suit ever.
John, where can people find you?
That John D everywhere.
Excellent. And that's
literally it. Everywhere.
That's everyone. Eric, where can people find you?
Hashtag Jason sucks, actually. Or at Eric Crowbar. But I'm trying to start a new hashtag. I hope it picks up. Hashtag Jason sucks. I've only done 2 tweets of it so far, but you know, we can hope.
Well, put in some more effort. Maybe you'll get there.
You need to add before Unicron on the end of that.
Jason sucks before Unicron.
Maybe
I'm
not.
I'm not sure about the message that's trying to impart.
I was going
to
say,
yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Plus, I mean, if Jason already sucks, then that means Unicron. Okay, never mind.
All right, we're scratching.
Eric, I meant like Unicorn.
Eric, you're digging a hole.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But I do have a podcast network if you want to check it out, Nerdy Geek Talk. Basically, anywhere you listen to Radio Free Cybertron, you can find it, other than their website, because that should be obvious, because that is their website. So, Brian Kilby really wanted to harass me the one time that I said you could find it anywhere you can find Radio Free Cybertron if you search Nerdy Geek Talk. And he's like, what about our website? So, no, you can't find it on Radio Free Cybertron's website, but basically everywhere else you should be able to find it.
Although you could probably buy space from Brian on the website. I mean, everything has a price.
Yeah, but why would I want to do that?
Now, Eric, is that the one where you and the bunch of young, wet-behind-the-ears fans talk about stuff?
We have several shows. The main one is Steel City Bots. That's one that people really listen to. That's our Transformer show, which is a younger generation of fans, as Don was saying. Yes, people that are all about my age. Some a little younger, some a little older. So
cool.
It's a different perspective.
The Transformers podcast by kids for kids.
Yeah.
That works.
Oh my god, their sponsor is for kids.
Well, it would be if 4Kids wasn't, like, kaput.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Just like Saban brands.
I believe they got wiped out through various bad deals a while back. By bad deals, I might mean bad choices on their part.
Mm. And speaking of bad choices, you can follow me on Twitter, at Jason S. Kirk, and also check out EverlastingMinute.com.
What minute are you up to, anyway?
We are at missing like 42, I think. We're up there.
So have you got to the tunnel tunnel things?
No,
I have never actually seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory from start to finish.
Even I
just
have
bits and pieces, bits and pieces through the years.
The tunnel we record in like a month. Episode 44 came out today. And let's see. I actually won't be on 6 episodes because I'm on vacation. But so, and I won't be here next week, which Eric is very happy about. But everyone else here will be. So tune in.
Well, Eric won't be here next week either, so it's fine.
It's okay.
I won't be here.
I'm going on vacation too. It's a coincidence. But
yeah. And speaking of, just to put it
out
there,
stop stalking Jason.
June 20th and June 27th, I will not be here. I'll be out of town June 20th for my birthday, and I'll be out of town the following week for some other stuff I've got going on that I really can't talk about right now. So I will be out of town those 2 weeks. There won't be a Zidane deal, obviously, but hopefully everybody can say
just without Don.
Yeah, well, then we call it, it's a deal.
Yep, it's a blank deal.
It's a blank deal.
unless there is some kind of doppelganger Don filling in
for me. Yeah, we'll find someone else named Don.
We should get Paul Agnew on to do his Don impression.
We've discussed this before. Triplet is Don when Don's not around, so we just have to bring him on.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't Triplet supposed to be here today?
Yeah, computer issues. Problems.
Yeah,
so he's playing Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we all pretty much agree that he just went to play Friday the 13th instead.
Yeah.
That's probably some sort of computer problem. The problem wanting to use your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We probably need to get him and John in some kind of 12-step video game detox program.
John's managing it pretty healthily.
I can quit whenever I want.
Yeah.
Just don't test him.
And speaking of quitting whenever we want, we'll quit the show now. So see you next week, everyone, and have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network.
Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
It was...
Ow!
Jason's not allowed to host anymore.
I dropped everyone, but we're back.
I think you pressed the wrong button.
I did. But you can't tell me that wasn't great. See, it was so bad.
I bet that played better to the stream than it did to us.
Oh, I'm sure, no doubt. But here's the thing.
I don't know. I think this will be a good place to, you know, combine recordings just for the maximum effect.
I am so not going to enjoy my evaluation when Kilby gives it to me. It's going to be terrible. But the point is, I so don't want to talk about this. I just dropped all you. I didn't even chance not getting rid of Diecast.
I think we weren't
supposed to suffer either, Jason.
I think if Kilby wants to give you an evaluation about this, what he needs to do is just keep him focused on Eric's sound quality this week.
Yes.
So anyway,